In the West African nation of Senegal, an entrepreneur is trying to succeed where the continent's leaders have so far failed. He has a new board game that he hopes will create a United States of Africa. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton went to meet him in Senegal's capital, Dakar, and to find out more about the game called Let's Unite.
Salif Tijanba is passionate about Africa. Surrounded by his children and nieces at his cramped headquarters here in Dakar, Ba showed off his latest venture. It's called Jekabin, which means let's unite and work together in the local Bambara language. Enthusiastically shaking the dice, the kids showed me the game.
J'ai pas six.
Picture a colourful and rather busy playing board, a foot square in dimension, give or take, with a green jigsaw map of Africa bang in the middle. Ba says the game is to educate the players about the continent and steer them towards achieving the United States of Africa.
Oui, l'objectif principal, c'est vrai que c'est d'aller vers les États-Unis d'Afrique.
Ba says players use traditional African cowrie shell notes, and to play the game, they also use cards that ask questions about the continent. At the end of a sequence of moves and a series of correct answers, one of 25 small jigsaw pieces is added to, eventually, construct the map of the continent. Then there are the trump cards, the wise leaders of Africa, which allow players to move faster towards their goal. But some of the sages featured may not be universally popular choices.
Les sages, c'est les jokers, c'est des hommes d'État africains, c'est Kadhafi, voilà, Mohamed Kadhafi, c'est Kwame Nkrumah, c'est Nelson Mandela.
Ba's wise leaders include some considered dictators, such as Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, in power for the past 40 years. Another, the late Omar Bongo of oil-rich Gabon, was an autocratic, old-style president and Africa's longest-serving leader when he died in June. Ba says his choice of sages is entirely personal and symbolic.
Les sages, j'ai choisi les sages par rapport à leur engagement politique pour l'Afrique. Et comme c'est les gens qui sont d'accord pour aller vers les États-Unis d'Afrique, je les ai choisis d'abord.
He says any African leader is eligible to become a sage as long as they share the common goal of the United States of Africa. Hence, the continent's independence founding fathers, like Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah, Nelson Mandela, with impeccable Pan-African credentials, and more contentious choices as wise men, like Gaddafi, a more recent convert to African unity. Back to the game and the players, Aminata, Abi, Nafi, Mariam, and 11-year-old quizmaster Ousmane. Okay, Ousmane, question time.
Question. Quel pays d'Afrique n'a jamais été colonisé?
The question is, which country in Africa was never colonized? And she's thinking very hard, very hard, looking around for some help.
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, correct?
Yes.
The game already exists in French, English and Arabic. Salif Tijanba wants it translated into Portuguese, Spanish, Swahili, Hausa and other African languages. He hopes his new board game will encourage a new generation of Pan-African champions who'll put the interests of their continent first. The final question now, and this one's for you. Quizmaster, please.
Question. Question. Qui était Félix Oufoué Boigny? Célèbre footballeur camerounais, président de la Côte d'Ivoire ou célèbre cinéaste africain?
Who was Félix Oufoué Boigny? Was he a Cameroonian footballer, president of Ivory Coast or a famous African film director? Your answer, please. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Fortunately, I have it written on a page for me here, so I can tell you the answer to that question is the president of Ivory Coast. But you knew that, right?